And so without further ado, I will introduce the Honorable Judge Frank Whitney. The Honorable Frank D. Whitney has been a United States District Judge for the Western District of North Carolina since 2006. Prior to his judicial service, Judge Whitney served as both an assistant United States attorney in the Western District of North Carolina and as United States attorney in the Eastern District of North Carolina. He graduated from Wake Forest University in the UNC School of Law and clerked for the Honorable David B. Sintel of the District of Columbia Circuit. In 2011, he deployed to Kuwait, Iraq, and Afghanistan and presided over 25 courts-martial, including the last court-martial in Iraq, under the austere battle conditions of the drawdown of forces. He was honored with a Bronze Star for his combat service. And we are so honored to have him here with us today to give a few introductory remarks as we're finishing, or in some cases, starting our lunch. Help me, please join me in welcoming Judge Whitney.
Ashley, you humble me. I'm the one honored to be here. I'm actually the second string. The first string is my close friend and associate chief judge, Richard Myers from the Eastern District of North Carolina in the Wilmington Division, who is in the midst of a trial. And all of us trial judges know once you get a trial going, you can't interrupt it. So his case is queued up for trial today, and it takes precedence over other matters. And he very much regrets not being able to welcome you today. He's looked forward to this conference just like I have. But he is keeping the judicial system moving forward. And if you think about it, there are an awful lot of judges in this room right now. And we're here. We're not in the courtroom. So he's doing what we're supposed to be doing. Now, I sometimes start my comments with a joke, a lawyer joke. But I thought about that today and said, I don't think I should start with a lawyer joke because lawyers just don't think it's funny. And the non-lawyers don't get that it's a joke. So it's wonderful that we gather today for the first Federal Society's North Carolina statewide conference. We have over 160 registered, including judges and justices, from both trial and appellate systems and state and federal court. We have professors, deans, and other academics. We have law school students, a lot of law school students, which I think is great. We have members of the bar from across the state, and we actually have some non-lawyers here to give us some sanity. But conferences like this can help us build statewide relationships between the chapters. Those are the geographic chapters as well as the law school chapters. So hopefully this is not the first and last conference. I suspect it'll be the first of many great conferences. But it does take the energy of someone like Ashley to do this. And I think she deserves a personal round of applause. So we are living in interesting times. I was around in the 1960s. I was 6, 7, 8 years old, and that wasn't a pleasant time. And if I reflect on my life, I somewhat feel that we have that same type of edge today that there was in the 1960s. What's worse is there's a lot of rhetoric out there, unnecessary rhetoric that just takes away legitimate debate and leads us to a non-conclusion, which I think is happening in so many places, that parties are not coming together. But this conference is designed to discuss those critical constitutional issues that have come to light during this period. And it's designed to have panel members from across the legal spectrum. So they are very balanced panels. So hopefully you will leave here, and I'm sure you will, very informed about these critical issues. We also are going to have a candidates forum, Supreme Court candidates forum, which is fantastic. And we'll be starting today's events with Senator Tom Tillis, the Honorable Tom Tillis, who will be having a fireside chat with Judge Numbers in just a few minutes. Now, the first panel, which is going to be, which we are honored to have Chief Judge Paul Newby to moderate, will address the role of our state constitution and other state constitutions in our Republican system and our federal system. And I think because of the pandemic, we all understand there frequently is tension between state and federal authorities when you have crisis management and emergency response. So it should be a very informative and timely panel. The second panel, which we are honored to have United States District Judge Jim Dever moderate, who's sitting down next to Chief Justice Newby, will address issues of election law, particularly redistricting, voter ID, and absentee ballot measures. And of course, we end the day with something I think is very important for an informed public. That is a North Carolina Supreme Court candidate forum. And we're honored to have John Hood, the well-known and respected commentator of North Carolina public policy and president of the John Williams Pope Foundation, as a moderator of those of that forum. We need judicial candidate forums. The media does a poor job of reporting on these particular candidates, yet they will be filling some very critical positions in our state justice system. So I'm very proud that the Federalist Society, as part of its statewide conference, has put together a judicial candidate forum. I know the Charlotte chapter of the Federalist Society about 6 years ago put together a judicial candidate forum for all statewide judicial offices, both Supreme Court and Court of Appeals. So I think the Federalist Society is leading the way in making sure, trying to inform the public on these important, the candidates running for these very important positions. And as I said a moment ago, we're going to start today's activities with a fireside chat between the Honorable Tom Tillis, United States Senator, and the Honorable Robert Numbers, United States Magistrate Judge for the Eastern District of North Carolina. But before we start that, I've been instructed to grant you a 5-minute recess while we get everything set up for the Senator. So let's go on one more time, thank all the amazing planners of this event, because this has happened, the first statewide conference.